While you're standing, let's focus on the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. And we will read in your hearing, verses 9 through 14. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, let us remind you that there's no service this evening. Our major holidays, we only have an a.m. service on Sunday so that you can enjoy yourselves, your family, and make time to be with us at Dan Nicholas Park tomorrow. Amen. And so be with us. Let's have a picnic together under Pavilion number 6. Praise the Lord. Men, women, that are, and whoever can help us. We also have a work day coming up. And so let's all be a part of that. I think we've got nearly 30 people signed up. And so we're looking for the other 30 to sign up, and we should be good to go. Amen. All right. Let's all be a part of what God's up to here at Landmark, because it's very exciting. Praise God. Amen. All right. Exodus. Now, therefore, behold the cry of the children of Israel. Everybody say the cry. The cry of the children of Israel is coming to me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. I see what's coming out of Egypt upon my people. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said to God, who am I that I should go into Pharaoh? That's the kind of attitude God likes to choose. People that aren't looking for it, and then the Lord just comes up beside them and says, I got something for you. And we have the spirit that says, Lord, who am I that you even think that I could come close to doing something like that? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Amen. He said, certainly I will be with you. And this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Moses said to God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and I say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what's his name? Lord, what am I going to say to them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Amen. And we got the revelation of that in the New Testament. When Jesus said, I am that I am. Praise God. I want to preach to you for a little while upon a subject simply entitled, When My People Cry. When my people cry. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's help. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you and honor you. We worship and exalt you. We magnify and glorify the wonderful, the powerful, the holy, and the righteous name of the Lord. And we ask you, Master, to meet the needs of your people. Stir up the gift of God within all of us and help us to reach out to you, Lord. Today in Jesus' name, and somebody say amen. God richly blesses you're seated just now. The Bible said, now therefore the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. We've always known that Egypt has been a typology of sin, oppression, spiritual darkness to the New Testament church. In other words, it's no different today. The Lord wants blood on the doorpost. And he wants us filled with the Lamb. And he wants us to be able to leave Egypt. And that is the world in which we live in. Amen. I know that when we're young, we see things through young eyes. We don't look very deep into the future sometimes. We don't look at, we don't look forward. And that's an advantage if we're not careful that the enemy can have over us. We don't see death. I turned to my wife after a memorial service, a type of funeral yesterday. And I told her, I said, how many funerals have I done this year? And the year's not even over. And they're young, they're old, they're middle-aged, They were sick. They had disease. They died of old age. They died prematurely. They died suddenly. They died in their sleep. And it's all, no one ever knows, but we don't think about that. And if we're not careful by not thinking about that, the devil can use that to his advantage, because he loves to whisper from the shoulders of especially young people into their ears and say, you've got plenty of time. Drug it up, drink it up, snort it up, shoot it up. Do whatever you want to do. You've got plenty of time, when the time clock is running out very swiftly. It was my own nephew that my his parents came home and found him in the bathroom, dropped dead, overdose of drugs. It's funny, people put drugs in their veins. People shoot up drugs. People snort things. People smoke stuff. People do this and they do that. They form stuff. They cook it in their own kitchens. Amen. They're not physicians, and they have no clue what it's going to do. And so the enemy is Egypt, and all of that is Egypt. And the Lord is here today saying, I have sent a man to tell you that it's time to pack your stuff up and let's get out of Egypt. It's time to stop taking chances. It's time to stop risking your life. It's time to stop throwing your life away. And it's time to start thinking about spiritual things. Amen. Because it's time to have victory. It's time to have overcoming. It's time to have authority and dominion over the enemy of this world. Amen. And so it is. And now, just as in the days of Moses, the God of glory can't stand to hear the crackling of the whip as the devil lashes down on his victims with sin, disease, sickness, and every manner of imagination. I'm not a mighty Moses, but I've come with God's message today to let somebody know you can be set free from whatever may have you bound. All you've got to do is say, I believe it. I believe it. You know what, Pastor? I just believe it. I've been going through my life acting like but today I believe it. I know God can. Amen. I'm telling you, when God asks a question, if the answer is right, you're going to have a personal move of God. Can He move mountains? Can He heal the sick? Can He open blinded eyes? If the answer's right, you're going to get a move of God. Can He lift us up? Can He give us victory? Can He bless our finances? Can He anoint us? Can He use us for the King? Hey, sit there numb and dumb if you want to, and all you're going to get is what you got. But if the answer is right, God's going to give you a move of God, and there's going to come a revival and a refreshing. Wow. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just telling you, the Spirit of God said, preacher, get behind the pulpit today and tell them, I am their God and I hear their cry. And someone ought to shout, hallelujah. We need the instant in season. Amen. Sound man, get 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Let me show you my responsibility from the word of the Lord. Okay? Amen. Now you are looking at me. This is all to me. Amen. I charge you, Kenny Marshburn, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. It said to be instant in season, out of season. In other words, I need to be prepared with a word right here, right now, in season. I've had time to put it together, had time to pray about it, think about it, seek God about it, gave it to me. I put it together, put it down, and now I'm putting it forth. That's in season. But out of season is at the drop of a hat when somebody needs a word from God, when somebody needs prayer, when somebody needs hope, when somebody needs help. Amen. I am charged and challenged to be instant in, an instant when I'm out of season. Reprove. In other words, amen, you got the word of God. You've proven it before. Prove it again. Amen. Rebuke. In other words, set it straight. When the line gets a little crooked, straighten it out. Amen. Exhort. with all long-suffering and doctrine. In other words, help somebody even when they don't want it. Love somebody even when they don't want it. Care about somebody when they don't care. You're safe right now. Amen. Amen. For the time will come when they, talking about preachers, will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. This is you. It's your turn. Turnabout's fair play, man. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to do my very best to do everything this thing charged me to do. Amen. But as for you, it is your responsibility to hear the Word of God. Have faith in the Word of God. Walk in the Word of God. Be strengthened by the Word of God. You're going to make me preach, but that's fine. Be challenged by the Word of God. Be anointed by the Word of God. Be moved by the Word of God. Sometimes we're going to run the aisles. Sometimes we're going to leap for joy. Other times we're going to be on our face and we're going to weep and we're going to cry. Amen. But when God's people cry, the Spirit of the Lord is moved and the power of God will prevail. Amen. That's why you're going to hear me. Amen. I'm going to stretch you on Saturday night when you can hear a pin drop in an apostolic prayer time. That is not the will of God. You're going to hear from me. Amen. When I can't hear your voice upstairs in prayer before service. Come on. Amen. If we're apostolic, let's be found guilty. If we're Pentecostal, let's be found guilty. Amen. We've got to get away from this. Hello? Amen. Take that to your prayer closet and you and God work all that out. Amen. But when you're in the house of God, let's make some noise. Let's let the Spirit of God move. Somebody cry. Hello? Amen. Saturday night's the time to come together and pray. Amen. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about because you won't come. Amen. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to get a hold of you so hard and to shake. Job said, the Lord hath grabbed me by my neck and he has shaken me. And when God did that, Job became a brand new man. So I'm asking the Holy Ghost to grab some of you and shake you by your neck. I don't know what that really means, but God knows what it means. Amen. It could be cancer. It could be disease. It could be the hospital. It could be the loss of a loved one or a near-death experience. It could be a blessing. It could be finances that are greater. And you just can't live with it without going to the house of God and giving Him praise. Whether it be blessing or whether it be a curse, I want something to move you that you can be consistent and you can be persistent. We need muscle in these last days. We need it for men and women. Hey, you want to go work out and get a muscle? Get in here on Saturday night and work out in the Spirit. Get in here and let the anointing break every yoke. Paul said bodily exercise profiteth little. Amen. But if you'll come in here and exercise your faith in prayer, God will give you great things, mighty things, powerful things. Amen. I'm not being offensive to anybody. Amen. I work out. I know it's hidden. I know it's a disguise, camouflaged, but I do. Amen. Hey, you're going to be shocked. But don't be shocked, man. Hey, once a month I go upstairs and I do some dumbbells. It's constant. I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong with all that. I understand that. Many of you do that. Keep doing that. Amen. That's awesome. You're going to probably live another 3-4 years. Amen. But I'm just telling you, amen, when it comes to spirit things, why can't we exercise our faith? Why can't we exercise our prayer? Why can't we exercise our fasting? Why can't we exercise our worship? Why can't we give it everything we've got? Give it our guts. Amen. You want to look back? You want to sit back and smile at me? Amen. amen and say, well, here we go again. Amen. I'm not talking to you if that's your attitude. I'm talking to people that are hungry for God. I'm talking about people that are thirsty for the kingdom. I'm talking about people that want to make heaven their home and actually live there for an eternity. The anointing is here. The Spirit of God is here. If we can cry. The Lord heard them when he walked by. They cried out. The Lord heard them when he walked by because they cried out. And the anointing, when he touched them, he healed them. When he touched them, they rose from the dead. When he touched them, their eyes were open. When he touched them, somebody let him touch you in the fashion that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about because you visited. I'm not talking about just because you dab in. I'm not talking about that kind of touch. I'm going deeper than that. Hear me today. Amen. Let him touch you to the point that you're a greater child of God, that you're a stronger saint of God, that the anointing flows through you, that the Spirit of God moves you. Nobody can offend you. Nobody can hurt you. Nobody can ruin your relationship with God. You're above that, looking down on that, and you're looking up to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hello? Amen. Hear me today. The anointing is here. Amen. When we begin to cry to God, he doesn't take time with long preliminaries. Moses said, what shall I say to them? What am I going to do? You just tell them I am. Now get down there. God is not concerned about enticing words of man's wisdom. We may have them, and that's fine. But that's not what he's called us for. He's not concerned about fancy furniture, padded chairs, big choirs. That stuff doesn't move God like we think it does. It's a great thing to have. We're working on it. We're going to get there. We're going to have all of that. Amen. Don't quit. Praise God. Stay with us. It's coming. Amen. We're a lot further down the road than we were in the past. And we're going to get a lot further tomorrow than we've gotten today. Amen. So stick with us. We'll have all of that. We need that. We're going to get that. Amen. But that is not what God is looking for to have apostolic revival. Amen. But the cry of somebody in financial trouble, that moves God. That's people that still try to support the work of God, that moves God. Somebody sick in their body and still trying to go and do for the kingdom of God, that moves God. Somebody that's sick of sin, riddled lives and try to repent, now that moves God. Someone that will cry out and say, Holy Ghost, I can't even believe that you would look at me. Amen. I can't even believe that you would call me to mow the yard. I can't even believe you would call me to trim a bush or drive a lawnmower or to clean a toilet or to preach the gospel or to sing on the platform. I can't believe you would ask me to stir chocolate. I can't believe you would ask me to do that, Lord. Who am I? And it's almost as if the Lord looked back and said, it doesn't matter who you are. It's who I am that counts. Now you go and you get the job done. It's amazing how that there are no little you's and big me's in the work of God. He calls the most insignificant people to do his will sometimes. You don't know Moses like God knew Moses. Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou spoken unto your servant. But I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. I can't do it. Send somebody else. And that's when the Lord said, what's in your hand? Moses said, a rod. Throw it down. Moses threw it down. It became a snake. Brother, bring that snake right there. Set it down right beside Sister Shirley. She said, no. We don't handle snakes in this church. You're safe. I promise you that. We're a long way from that area. Praise God. I just thought I'd let you know that. Amen. Don't go away saying stuff like that. We've already been accused of that. Hallelujah. Although we do handle snakes. Amen. Amen. And then we pray them through. We baptize them and we praise God. Amen. He said, throw it down. It became a snake. Moses ran. I can just see it. Pick it back up, Moses. Oh, Lord. He picked it back up. It became a rod in his hand. And then the Lord said, put your hand into your bosom. And he did it like this. He said, draw it out. He drew it out, and it was full of leprosy. Leprosy is an outside cancer of the skin. It just eats it up. Just eats it up until the fingers are gone, the nose is gone, the ears are gone. And Moses had leprosy in his hand. And the Lord said, put it back. And he put it back. He said, now look at it. And he looked at it, and he was clean, and he was healed. Moses, is that enough? Or do you need more? Landmark, how much do we need? How much we got to get? How much we got to rake in? How fat we got to get with the glory of God and the presence of the Lord and the touch of the Holy Ghost before it dawns on us? You know what? He is a healer. You know what? He can bless us. He can save. He can redeem. He can anoint. He can appoint. He can give. And listen to me, he can take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hello? Hello? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've got a feeling there's some folks in here that are realizing right now that my God can do anything. Amen. If he can do what he's done for me, he can do it again for someone else. If he can do what he's done for me, he can do it again for someone else. If he's done it for you, he can do it for me. If he's done it for me, he can do it for you. I really would love a crowd of witnesses right now, because the Holy Ghost is getting ready to do some things in this sanctuary, and he's going to need a lot of faith to get the job done. Somebody needs something from the Lord, and they're going to cry. They're going to reach out. I would to God that the church could push while the pastor pulls, and the other folks will get caught right there in the middle. Amen. Somebody make some noise right now. Amen, amen. Moses said, when I tell them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, they're going to ask me, what's his name? What am I going to tell them? God could have taken a week to let Moses know who he was. He could have went into a long, deep theological description of just who he really was. Well, okay, Moses, sit down. I'm going to give you a week-long seminar. We're going to talk about I am the Elohim, the strong one. I am the Adonai, the master. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I'm Jehovah Nissi, your banner. I'm Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, your peace. But he was in a hurry to deliver his people because he heard their cry. Hey, it shouldn't take a seminar. It shouldn't take, and I know men's retreat is coming, and I'm going because I need it. But, and I'm not in any offense about that. But it shouldn't take a men's retreat to get the men awake and realize that our God can. Amen. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to wait till men's retreat to come home and cry. I want to cry right now for the glory of God, for the anointing of the Spirit to fall and the power to prevail. He heard their cry. Some were lonely. Some were depressed, hurting, aching in their soul. Some were sick, blind, deaf. Some were broken in their spirit by a cruel taskmaster. They needed deliverance, and they needed it. Everybody shout now. Do you know what God meant when he said, you tell them that I am the I am, and this is where I wanted to get? How many of you need something from the Lord? Praise God. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. I appreciate the rest of you for not telling the truth, but I know you work for the Secret Service and you can't be revealed. But I believe that there's not an individual in this house today that does not need something from God. You better hope you never get ripe. You better hope you never graduate. Amen. Because every fruit that turns ripe instantly begins to rot. Amen. I don't have everything I need from God, but I want more. I need more. I've got to have more. And I confess right here with my hand up that I need more of the Holy Ghost. I need more of the Spirit, and I need more of His anointing. There are needs in this house today. Amen. I want us to stand together, and I want us to lift our hands together, and let's cry out to the Lord right now and push and believe God to stir up the gift of God within us and to help us to believe. Amen. I don't want you to fabricate anything, but I want you to dedicate everything. Amen. Give it your worship. Give it your praise. Give it your honor and give it your thanks. Amen. What did God mean when He said, I am the I am? And you tell them that. He meant for you to fill in the blanks. In the book of Revelation, the Bible said He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. He intends for you to fill in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, my God is whatever you need Him to be. You need a lawyer. You need a doctor. You need a healer. You need a provider. Praise God. Some of you are very sick. Why in God's name aren't you out of this aisle worshiping God? Why can't you turn it up and turn it on? Some of you needed an attitude of gratitude. Why aren't you out here digging in? Why aren't you out here crying out? Why aren't you out here calling out? Because you know why? You think I'm preaching to everybody else but you. I'm praying for you. I'm reaching for you. I'm touching God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to step out right now and make God into everything you need Him to be. What do you need? What do you want? What are you hungry for? What do you want to be? What do you want the Holy Ghost to do? Hello? Somebody cry out right now. Altar workers, help us pray for those that are in the altar. Many don't know what they're doing. Some folks are probably being forced to even come down here. Amen. Help them out. Let's believe God right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
My.
Yeah, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire,
catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
My.
Now in the day of Pentecost, we fully come.
Yeah.
They were all in one place. When suddenly there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind, it filled the house where they were sitting in.
Yeah, I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Go soft right here. Listen. Amen. Here's what He's telling somebody. I am your financial help. I am your spirit help. I am your healer. I am your redeemer. I am your deliverance. I am your strength, your steel, your muscle. I am your provider. I'm your keeper. And I am your devil stomping machine. I can get you out of Egypt right now. I can get you out of Egypt right now. Somebody want to go with me? Hallelujah. There ain't nothing Pharaoh can do. I don't have to speak plain. I don't have to speak good. All you've got to do is cry out and the Lord will hear it. Woo! Come on, somebody.
Well, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire.
Yeah.
Catch on fire.
Yeah.
Catch on fire.
Yeah.
I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I wish somebody's soul
Holy Ghost.
Catch on fire.
Holy Ghost.
Catch on fire.
Holy Ghost.
Catch on fire.
I wish somebody's soul would
catch on fire,
burning with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Now there appeared unto
me, yeah,
rolling tongues. It
yeah
was just like fire, shut up in their bones. They were all filled with the the Holy Ghost.
My.
I spoke with other tongues as he gave.
Yeah, I wish somebody sure would.
Catch on fire. Catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
I wish somebody sure would. Catch on fire.
Burning with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Well, I wish somebody sure would. Catch on fire.
Catch on fire. Catch on fire.
I wish somebody sure would.
Catch on fire.
Burning with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Fire. Catch on fire.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. The greatest results we're going to get is through the people of God that will weep, that will cry, that will worship, that will pray, that will seek, that will believe God, that will rise above their little circumstances and just let God be God in a strong fashion and in a great way. Having faith in the Lord, walking with God. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, depending on God. Amen. I can just fill our hearts and fill our minds and fill our brains with everything except what the enemy wants to fill us with. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's have faith and walk with God and watch what God does with the results. Somebody shout amen. All right.